This is the Live Music Showcase on WMNF Tampa. I'm Mark Perfetti. Thank you so much for joining me. Today I got a special treat for you. This is a pre-recorded show from April of 2008. Rebecca Pulley and Maggie Council each singing their own songs. It's going to be great, so stay tuned. Here goes.
And I'm Nell Abram. This is the Live Music Showcase. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Thanks, as always, to the more than 11,000 folks who pay the bills for us down here at WMNF. You came through for us in a huge way during our most recent fund drive. We raised more than $500,000, a Woo-hoo! First for community radio, a fact about which we are mighty proud. However, we raised that money in promises, not necessarily hard dollars. So if you gave us your credit card number, well, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you promised to fill out some paperwork and join our circle of friends or to send us a check and you haven't yet done so, well, why don't you take a moment right now and just take care of that chore while you listen to some fabulous live music brought to you from our beautiful facility here at our new building on Martin Luther King Jr. Drive in Tampa. We are really excited this morning to have two of the Bay Area's preeminent singer-songwriters with us, and I just hate to say the Bay Area's or local musicians because these ladies are certainly national talent caliber. We're going to get into some music from them right now. We'll come back on the other side and chat a little bit and get to know them. Maggie Council is with us this morning.
Good morning, Nell.
How are you?
I'm waking up.
All right. Well, we'll give you a minute or two to wake up.
Sweet.
While we throw Rebecca Pulley to the dogs. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Take us away with a tune.
All right. This is I forgot what the song is called.
It's 9 a.m.
I'm not awake. I hope I remember the words. Oh, it's called The Weather's Good. That's what it's called.
There's not much going on here, but the weather's good and the sky's clear. There's not much to do, so I sit around here and I think of me and you. Remember when we used to laugh? Remember when all we do is smile? It's like we'd always be there. It somehow passed us by. Telephone, it just stopped ringing. The weather's good here, and the birds are singing. There's not much to do for free, so I sit around here and I think of you and me. Remember when I was so pretty? Remember when you were so kind? It's like we'd always be young. We somehow passed our prime. Lines are open, I'm still hanging. The weather's good here, but the winds are changing. There's not much to see for free, so I sit around here and I think of you and me. Remember when we were so willing? Remember when you said we'd fly? It's like we'd always please won't you just forgot to try.
Rebecca Pulley on the Live Music Showcase.
Sweet. I remember the words.
Very Sweet. Good. You know, we wouldn't have known if you hadn't, if you just kept going. Rebecca Pulley and Maggie Council join us this morning. There are a couple of opportunities to see these great singer-songwriters coming up in the very near future. They will be playing together, along with Lorna Bracewell, down at the Tampa Bay Performing Arts Center on Monday night in the Club J. I understand it's their first local Songwriters Night, so an exciting project, and you can get information about that at tbpac.org. Rebecca, how much of your material is autobiographical?
Probably all of it. Does that make me self-absorbed? Is that awful?
No, I just I'm always interested in where folks find inspiration.
Just experience, as long as I think from emotions and stuff. You know, instead of like talking to a counselor or something, maybe I'll just write a song.
Saves a lot of money though.
Yeah, it's therapy.
A lot cheaper, except for recording. I've probably spent more on recording CDs than I have
on therapy.
I would have went. Yeah, I might have saved money going to a therapist.
Well, Maggie, let's hear a little bit of your internal dialogue that then becomes external.
Internal dialogue. Okay. Well, this song is going to be on my upcoming album, which I've been working on for a long time, and hopefully it'll actually be done soon. It's about a street right around the corner here. We lived on Nebraska Avenue in Tampa for about 6 years, and right next to the 24-hour open-air laundromat and across from the funeral home. So there was a lot going on there, and I just thought Nebraska Avenue exuded its own vibe, and I tried to get it in this song here. Smell like pee and perfume. On a street, lots of 1 hour rooms, yeah. You hear voices from the islands, the horns of Mexico, stand with crackheads in line at the Texaco. There seems to be room for all down on Nebraska Avenue. Mm-hmm. On our street, we got historic bungalows. On our street, we got pawn shops and hoes. At the Pakistani drive-through, where we go for cigs and beer, the artists and the homeless and the yuppie pioneers. There seems to be room for all down on Nebraska Avenue. Laundromat with a 7 foot transvestite sat waiting around for her next trick to show behind the funeral home, yeah, while she dried another load on our street. Cars and buses, trucks and bikes. Every other dog bites this, and the people go boing, 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 boing.
I just feel Nebraska Avenue. I feel like we're out in the middle of the intersection down at MLK in Nebraska.
You can smell it from here, but there's,
true.
Yeah.
Actually, the station used to live on Nebraska Avenue as well.
Absolutely.
Now, talk about creating a visual. A scratch and sniff visual there, Maggie, I got to say. I'm really digging the multitasking transvestite particularly.
Well, yeah, she did work hard. She's a hard working girl.
I bet. Well, a lot of working girls are girls.
Absolutely.
I mean, let's not diss the working girls out there, because, a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do.
Absolutely.
Especially when she's raising babies, and I know both of you have raised babies while keeping your artistic and musical careers alive. What's that challenge like, Rebecca?
Oh, it's interesting. It's nice because usually when you're playing music, you're playing at night, so you get to spend a whole day, with your kids. But as they get older, it's a little. I think it was more challenging as my daughter personally got older, because then I wanted to, especially she's 13 now, so I really want to make sure that I'm there with her at night, because she's at that age where kids might start getting into trouble and stuff if they're left to their own devices.
Duct tape is
duct tape.
Yeah. do you find songwriting inspiration from your role as a mom or from her?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. Like, she's probably made me a stronger person, so I think that comes through in my music and definitely songwriting. So, yeah.
What about for you, Maggie?
Yeah, I got a song about it.
Do you?
I got a song about it.
You gonna do that one for us this morning?
Sure, I'll do it for you this morning.
Well, take it away.
It's not my turn.
We can go back. Enough of that parody stuff. You know, okay. We'll work it out. It all comes out in the wash.
No parody. Well, we are halfway between International Women's Day and the whole month devoted to studying women's history, which I think it's hilarious. It ends on April Fool's. And Mother's Day. So we're sort of halfway in between. And I do have a song that's sort of a collection of words of wisdom from mothers that I've picked up over the years. And I wrote it for my son, sort of putting it together. Words of wisdom for him as he was schlepping off to college, It's called When Mama's Happy, Everybody's Happy. That's what. Happiness, let her find you, and keep these words of mama's close to your heart. Son, you gotta work like you don't need the money. You gotta love like you never been hurt. Dance like you do when there ain't nobody looking. There's more to life than money, money and dirt. You gotta work like you don't need the money, honey. You gotta love, 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 love like you never been hurt. Dance like you do when there ain't nobody looking. Get to know your children while they still want to get to know you. Just one thing you gotta know. Just one thing before you go. This one's the highest truth of all. Mama's happy, everybody's happy. When mama's happy, everything's just fine. When mama's happy, yeah, everybody's happy. When mama's happy, yeah, everything's alright. When mama's happy, everybody's happy. children while they still want to get to know you.
That's Maggie Council on Motherhood. Maggie on Motherhood on the Live Music Showcase. I feel inspired now. Nell Abram here, joined this morning in the sound booth by Mark Perfetti and Steve Arduango. They're twisting up the knobs and sending some tasty tunes, tasty sounding tunes out your way. So we thank them very much for their efforts this morning, getting up early and making us all sound just a little bit better. You guys sound great anyway. Rebecca, back to you. Your turn.
Okay, my turn.
Rebecca, you're going to be performing Saturday night, tomorrow night, at the Gulfport Women's Festival. It's a benefit. Tell me about the organization that will benefit.
It's actually, I'm playing the afternoon. I'm playing at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's for the Sonia Plotnick Health Fund. That's an organization that raises money for the local women's health care, maybe for someone who wouldn't be able to afford a doctor, doesn't have insurance, or maybe does have insurance but needs some kind of medical procedure that it wouldn't cover or something, you know. So I think it's a really good benefit. It's a good cause, and
great.
There's going to be a ton of musicians playing all day.
Yeah, it's actually a whole women's festival,
right?
I understand.
Exactly.
It's the Gulfport Women's Festival, and they have a website you can go to for more info, and it is gulfportwomensfestival.org. You can also check out the Sonia Plotnick Health Fund if you want more information about that specific organization. Their website is sphf.org. Give us a couple of tunes.
All right.
Why don't you do two, and so we can, get back to that balance.
What about this parody thing? Yeah, right.
Threw off the balance. I think I'll try this one. It's called So Sorry. Will you call me? And pretend to be my friend. But you are reveling in what is already seen its end. Baby, I'm so sorry. Too sorry for words. Baby, I'm so sorry. Too sorry for words. They tell us that it's all gonna be okay, but we know better than, 'cause we have already seen all things. Baby, I'm so sorry. Too sorry for words. Baby, I'm so sorry. Too sorry for words. So don't call me on the telephone. But I'm just sitting here and I'm trying to be on my own. It's too late to start treating me kind. You've already wasted too much of my sweet time. Mm-hmm.
always there waiting, but you are never around. I can't keep on picking you up when all you do is keep putting me down. I bet you I sell. I bet you're so, so sorry. Too sorry for words. I bet you I sell. I bet you're so, so sorry. Too sorry for words.
All right.
All right. That was So Sorry, it was called.
Does that appear on one of your currently released CDs?
Or? It is. That's on Here in the Real World. It's I guess from maybe 2002, I think. That's what from that record.
And you've got another one in the works, right?
I do. I finished recording it. I recorded it at Zen Recording with Steve Conley and in my band that I'm working with now. And I like it. It's pretty good.
Well, all right then.
But I can't figure out what to put on the cover of it. So it's kind of everything's at a standstill because I don't know what to put on the cover.
I like that whole scratch and sniff concept we were talking about.
Yeah,
before.
If I
cool.
could do yeah. that would be wonderful.
I like that. Yeah. I like that idea. Now, if folks want to get information about where they might find the material that's already out or get info about when to look for the new one, where should they go?
To the website. It's just RebeccaPulley.com.
RebeccaH.
That's right.
PULLEY.
That's it. There you go. That's how you spell it. And everything's on there. You can link to CD Baby, buy it, or you can buy CDs at shows. You can download them from, I guess, the iTunes or whatever, that if you're technically inclined.
You can listen to your stuff on your MySpace, too, Rebecca.
Oh, that's true. MySpace page.
Yeah, you can also hear a little snippet of Rebecca on the current contest that's going on online. It's on tbt.com, I think, and they're doing a whole survey of local bands and sort of taking votes about, you know, what local bands are most popular in the area. It's a great way to sort of get to know some of the local music out there, and we really have an amazingly vibrant local music scene, as both of you guys know, but I think a lot of folks sometimes kind of miss it, but we've got amazing talent in this area.
Absolutely.
I've been really stunned to have some folks come in on this program and see, you know, live and in person in my own personal little house concerts I get here on Friday mornings, the incredible talent. So if you want to check out a little bit of Rebecca and maybe some of the other local talent, go to tbt.com and you can get, I think there are 10 bands, 8 or 10 bands out there. Yeah. And you can get just a little flavor, and then you might want to do further research on them, which you can do, you know, no big deal. Just go out to one of those search engines.
I think it's amazing people come in here and play at 9 a.m. You know, that's wow, you know.
It's an amazing thing.
You're really hearing it raw when they come in and play at 9 a.m.
And, you know, we do that for a reason, Maggie.
Yeah, I think so.
Because we really want to be sure that the talent that's being, you know, expressed and I illustrated to the listening audience is true. I mean, we don't want any of that false polish stuff. No, you know, so.
But that's why I'm all about the false polish, though, now, you know.
Well, woo. Rebecca, you're just back recently from South by Southwest, yeah?
Yeah, I went out there just a couple weeks ago.
And how was that this year?
It was great. I unfortunately wasn't feeling real well, so I, you know, didn't have as much fun as I would have liked to, but everybody else did, I think.
This was not your first trip to South by Southwest, was it?
Oh, no. I think it's the third time I've been out there. So I know how much fun you can have, you know? So it's really cool. It's all local bands that BAMO, the Bay Area Arts and Music Organization, they kind of put it together. Well, they do put it together, and they put a CD out, and they get these great group of musicians and take them out there every year, you know, and have a little show out there, and it's a blast. It's fun. It's like, you know, it's like your family only in Texas, you know.
Yeah.
Instead of Florida.
The CD that Bammo put out this year is called Cheatin' Heart. Rebecca, you appear on that as well. So there's another place that folks can find a little Rebecca sound, and also a survey of some of the other great local artists. But it's a fabulous CD, I have to say.
I'm really
excited about that project. Cover art to the music. I mean, everything. Natty Moss Bond did the cover on it, and it's beautiful. And again, it's a place that you can hear lots of great local music and support those musicians, because Bammo does a lot of great work in the area, keeping the scene vibrant. How about another one, Rebecca?
Okay. I guess I'll play this one. This is a song that's going to be on the next record, and I think I'm going to call it Back to Boogaloo, which Boogaloo was my nickname when I was little, so. and my dad and my brother used to sing a song. They go, back to Boogaloo, that's the place I'm going to. I don't know if that's a real song or not, if they made it up, but. So that's why I called it that. I thought it was a cute name. But anyway, this is a song off of it. It's called Island of You.
Rebecca Pulley on the Live Music Showcase.
That was sweet.
That was sweet.
That was sweet.
There's lots of opportunities to catch Rebecca. She's playing around town a lot. So again, if you want more information about her schedule, go to RebeccaPulley.com. Is that what we said it was? Or MySpace?
RebeccaPulley.com. And I do have a MySpace page, but you can go to the website and it'll link you to it.
Link you right to it.
Yeah. She has a show every 15 minutes.
I know. But and there are a couple coming right up.
At RebeccaPulley.com, you've got the entire list.
She's just
of
live
the shows.
Streaming right at RebeccaPulley.com. Yeah. She's got the webcam up and she's in.
There you go.
Rebecca and Maggie, along with another great local singer songwriter, Lorna Bracewell, will all be at the Club Jabe this Monday night.
We're going to have a blast. We're going to have fun.
You are going to have fun. It's going to be great. And what a nice space and a great venue.
That's my favorite little theater in the Performing Arts Center. It's very intimate. You can bring a drink in, sit at the table. It's like a little cabaret theater, and it's gorgeous. If you've never been in there, this is a great time to try it out.
It really is. It's got a nice sort of blend of vibes. You know, like I said, you bring a drink in. It's not a silent space necessarily. You don't have to sit there and hope your chair doesn't squeak. You know, it's comfortable.
No, I want you to not want your chair to squeak.
You don't?
No.
You don't want the chair to squeak?
No chair squeaking.
Dang, I always look for the squeaky chair.
But yeah, I know you do.
Because the squeaky chair gets... Yeah, anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, Maggie, you've got a couple of things coming up soon, too.
Oh, my.
You're going to be... Playing at Tapas. Tell us a bit about Tapas.
Tapas is an event that's organized and created by the Arts Council of Hillsborough County, where they trot everybody out who they've given a grant to in the past couple of years to make art and make them show that they can make art. It'll be, April 20th, I believe that's a Sunday, at the Henry Plant Museum in the Grand Salon there around 3 p.m., I think. But you can go to the Arts Council of Hillsborough County website and find out for sure, because I don't really know for sure.
You can also find out on your MySpace page. I saw a little link to it there. But let me back up a minute. So all the people performing at this are recipients of grants over the last couple of years.
Yeah,
so therefore, you received a grant in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
I got a grant to make a new album, which is being produced by Dr. Robert C. Constable Jr., and we're having a good time making it.
That's great. So we can all look forward to some new Maggie Council music.
Probably around June or July.
Great. And also you'll
first time in 10 years now. So it's,
wow. Yeah. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I haven't put out an album for 10 years. So yeah.
A decade I'm kind of hiatus. I bet. And how is the recording process different after a decade for you? Or is it? Is it like old shoes and you just slip them back on and they still fit and they're comfortable?
Well, it's different because I've recorded my albums in different places. You know, Bass Sound, Panda, Common Touch, and now Roberts. There's a toy piano part on one of my songs. We're just, recording a toy piano through a $4,000 microphone is kind of an amazing thing.
Yeah,
we're having a really good time. It's a very comfortable place to be. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. Speaking of piano, folks don't know, we do have a piano here in the live music studio now, courtesy of some wonderful
supporter. It's not a toy either.
It's not a toy.
Yeah.
So we're going to get Maggie over on the keys sometime between now and the top of the hour, hopefully.
That's possible.
She'll head that way in a bit for us. But right now, I think she's going to sing us another song.
Yeah, there is some, today is the 40th anniversary of Dr. King's assassination, and I was thinking a lot about social change and agents of social change, and there's kind of a new thing. Past couple of months, there's a group that formed on the internet called, it's not really a group, it's an ungroup called Anonymous, and they've been protesting things that they don't feel are right, and I think it's an exciting new way for people to raise their voices collectively and say, hey, let's fix this. But they go out and picket, and they're all wearing masks and stuff in there, so nobody really knows who each other is, but they're having a good time, and there's cake, and they dance, and they, so this is a song.
Let them eat cake.
Exactly. This is a song called Picket Dancing.
Those who are afraid,
calling attention to the false promises made. I don't want to frighten you, please understand, I'm just here to enlighten you. So don't get mad, I'm not here to hate you, I don't want to berate you. Look at me through your own eyes, I'm only armed with words. Come join us dancing. Ooh, out here in the street, holding my sign up for everybody to read. I will be dancing for those who have no voice, calling attention to their lack of choice. To frighten you, please understand, I just want to enlighten you. So don't get mad, I'm not here to hurt you, I don't want to desert you. Look at me through your own eyes, I'm only harmed with words. Come join us dancing. Ooh, right here on the street, holding a sign of four. I'm gonna be dancing all day and all night, anonymous dancing till you get it right. I'm gonna be dancing all day and all night, anonymous dancing till you get it right. Dancing with Hanson, dancing with Jacobson, dance with Wise Beardman, Zeno and Tari Mangu. I'm gonna be dancing.
Man, we're all going to be dancing. We all are dancing.
I wanted to get up and dance.
I thought you were. Wasn't that you?
It's too early in the morning. You know?
Not right already with the early morning stuff.
Ready for a nap.
Kind of makes me feel like I got a real job, though.
Well,
like,
you know, it is nice to sort of relate to how, you know, the rest of the world lives.
Without every the health insurance.
While,
without the, yeah, right, yeah.
Just every once in a while. Well, it's just a lovely, delightful, fun morning here on the Live Music Showcase. It's 9:43, and you're listening to us here on your community radio station. And again, Mark Perfetti, Steve Arduengo are keeping us sound and sweet.
Thank you, Mark and Steve. Are we ready? One, two, three.
Thank you, Mark and Steve.
There you go.
We very much appreciate their efforts. If we didn't have a team, we wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
So thank you guys so
much. We'd
be
here, but no one would hear us.
Yeah, well, there you go. Actually, we'd probably all be sleeping.
Yeah.
At any rate, we've got about 16-17 minutes left together this morning. Then we'll bring you fresh air on community radio, so keep it right where it is. We're going to keep the music coming your way, and we're going to keep chatting and getting to know each other a little bit. Rebecca, you mentioned that the proposed title for your new CD has the word boogaloo in it. It was a reference
very
to
deep.
A reference. Yeah, well, you know, I was going to mention that as a reference to your childhood. And it always is interesting to me when people start playing. You know, were you a young girl who picked up a guitar and kind of sat alone in her room, or was it something that came later? Was it your first instrument?
It was my first instrument. I started playing, but I actually didn't start playing until I was 14 or 15 years old, And yeah, I sat alone in my room. Yeah, but I sat alone in my room before that. But
but then you were singing into your hairbrush, right?
Actually, I would sit and do silly. I would sew. Like, I used to like go to the thrift store and buy like plaid polyester pants and cut them up and sew them so they would fit me. Like, I did weird things. I don't understand.
Good thing you found the guitar.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Otherwise, I'd be dressed really horribly right now. You know, and actually, I kind of am. But you know, so I started playing guitar when I was that old, and but I didn't actually play out in front of anybody, so I'm a really shy person until I was, I think, 23
wow.
or 24.
And yeah. So that's just a couple years ago, because you're obviously...
Yeah, it was last month,
yeah.
So that whole process, I mean, playing out the first time and, you know, getting your self-confidence and getting comfortable on stage in front of crowds must be really intimidating. I know that you've done some work mentoring younger singer-songwriters or creating a space, a safe space and a venue for them. Tell me a little more about that.
Well, from my own experience, I remember the first time I went to play in front of people, I had like this urge. I'm like, I want to go play my song that I wrote in front of people. And I went to an open mic up in Clearwater, and I remember I pulled up in the parking lot and I just sat there and I was so scared to even go in, you know, and I just remember that feeling, and just the whole three songs I sang, my voice was shaking, my hands were shaking. Aww. And I remember that experience, you know, and how scared I was to do it. And over the years, for a long time, I worked in an Irish pub, a James Joyce Irish pub, and we had a female singer-songwriter open mic there. And more recently, I did a thing at the Whistle Stop in Safety Harbor, where it was a female singer-songwriter night. And I just try to invite young girls who haven't really, you know, had a chance to get out and play a lot to have a place to come and be scared and have their voice shake and have their hands shake and do that, but be supported, you know, and give them a good PA system to play through, and, you know, so they can, it can be a pleasant experience, and they don't have to try and be like, I'm never doing that again. Or, well, I just, you know, I mean, because it's scary.
I can't imagine how scary it is. I mean, it's scary anytime you get up in front of a crowd and do anything, unless you're just a sociopath that has no real, you know.
Well, that would be me. But I don't have any tact, so, you know, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. The first time you got up and played a song that was self-revelatory, I mean, that's what, for me, it seems like it would be frightening as a musician, because you're not only getting up in front of a crowd, but you're revealing a part of
your inner soul.
Yeah.
But I was such a ham bone when I was a kid that, you know, it just sort of transitioned into adulthood, and, you know, now I watch my kid do it, and I'm like, oh my God, was that what?
Apple
doesn't
fall far from the tree.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Right.
So tell me about the first time you performed out.
I think I was 11.
Wow.
I think I was 11, yeah.
And was a guitar your first instrument?
No, piano was my first instrument. And then I picked up guitar later on. I have my sisters to thank for both of those. My first sister had a Sears guitar with like little black and white daisy stickers on it. And she let me play that when I was about 9. And I was like, this is interesting, but I'm really focused on the piano over here. And my other sister is the one that allowed me to keep my guitar and make this album. You know, medical bills come, this is the only thing I got that's worth anything, I was going to sell it, and
wow,
she made sure I could keep it, so I owe that to her, you know.
Yeah, what a special gift.
I no doubt, I'm lucky I have sisters, you know.
Yeah, you are lucky to have sisters.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, that's true.
Why don't you just step on over to that piano?
But my sisters and I were all ham bones, and we would sing in 3-part harmonies in the car and drive them parents crazy and stuff like that.
And wait, because I forgot. I got sidetracked there. So 11 years old, where did you perform?
I was 11, 12, or 13, somewhere on there. It's a place called Two-Way Street Coffee House in the Chicagoland area. And you could, you know, there was all kinds of people there that came through and played a lot of old town school folk music. Folk went out there to play.
So it was an open mic kind of setting, and you got up and did your thing?
No, I got booked for a show.
You know? Wow, the first time on stage you were booked for a show?
Pretty much, yeah.
Dang.
So, you know, I had material. You know, I don't know if it was any good. I don't remember any of it now. But
oh,
it was,
too bad. That'd be a great oral history to
collect. Oh yeah, right. But it was a great experience because they were a very supportive group.
That's wonderful. Nice. That's wonderful. Well, I'm going to talk Maggie into unplugging that guitar and moving over to the piano, maybe. And
perhaps.
No, come on. Let's do it. The piano, by the way, was donated to Community Radio by Jim Kahn. And
Thank you, Jim.
Such a tremendous gift. It's, as Maggie was saying earlier, something that folks dreamed about around here, to have a real piano in a beautiful space that people could come in and sit down.
Doubt.
And it's an amazing thing.
It's made out of wood.
Maggie Kahn. On the Live Music Showcase, WMNF.
This is a song I wrote a way, way long time ago, and I think it's the only one that I sing and play at the same time because I'm not that coordinated, but it's called It Could Have Been.
Could have been, just wasn't.
morning. The cold stars to begin. Good for me. I love you so. I took a blow. Don't wanna know.
That's Maggie Council, tickling the ivories on that wonderful piano. Thanks, Maggie.
Thank you, Nell.
Sure.
And, thanks to Jim for having
that piano here. That's, wow.
Yeah, it's
what
really
a treat
wow.
to have a piano
yeah.
in a broadcast studio.
Yeah. a nice, big, roomy broadcast studio,
yeah,
I must say.
No doubt.
Had a six-piece band in here the other night.
No kidding.
It was a lot of fun.
I bet.
A lot of fun, so... We are excited about that. Well, our time, ladies, is getting very short, I'm sad to say. So let's run down again where folks can catch you guys in the near future. This Saturday, about 3 o'clock, Rebecca Pulley will be at the Gulfport Women's Festival. Info at gulfportwomensfestival.org. And that is a benefit for the Sonia Plotnick Health Fund. Info about that organization is available at sphf.org. And then Monday night with Maggie Council and Lorna Bracewell at the Club Jabe. You can get info about that at the box office.
And Rebecca.
Well, I was talking about Rebecca,
okay.
So I was saying Rebecca will be with Maggie.
Oh, okay.
And
all right. I was thinking about something else. Okay.
Yeah. Just pay attention.
Yeah, okay.
Maggie had this problem in school a lot, too. She's always looking out the window, man.
ADHD.
Yeah. So, okay. This Monday, Rebecca Pulley, Maggie Council, and Lorna Bracewell.
Thanks, Nell. Yeah.
You're welcome, yeah. Maggie. Info about that at 229-STAR, also tbpac.org. Let me say that again. tbpac.org. And Maggie is also going to be appearing April the 20th at an event sponsored by the Hillsborough County Arts Council to showcase grant recipients. And that's April the 20th at the Henry B. Plant Museum in the Grand Salon. Free and open to the public. We always love those. We don't talk about prices a lot here of other people's events, but when they're free, we're all about that. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I think, on the 20th. She'll also be out at Sweetwater Organic Farm on May the 18th.
Yeah.
And they've been doing a music series out there.
They sure have, every Sunday.
Every Sunday? Mm-hmm. What time do those kick off?
Usually around noon.
Excellent.
And then, you know, go to about 3.
Super. So if you're interested in...
And part of that is open mic, too, so bring something out.
There you go. If you're one of those young singer-songwriters that's looking for a break, I think you'll find a really supportive crew of people
Absolutely.
Out there. I mean,
yeah.
It's really a wonderful group of people. It's a wonderful organic farm. You can also become members in the farm. You can work the farm.
Mm-hmm.
You can eat some yummy, extremely healthy food, and it's just a really, really nice environment. It's also a great kid place.
Oh, you're not kidding. Yeah.
Really great. Get your kids involved. They can work the farm.
My son loves it.
They can run around and get dirty.
Oh,
I mean,
and he does. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really great. I don't have their website, but I'm sure if you do an internet search, and we do support using good search. Let's let folks know that rather than using one of those other big name search engines, if you go out to good search, you can identify a charity that you would like to support. And for each and every search, they'll donate a penny to that charity. And yes, you might be surprised to know that WMNF is one of the designated charities. So feel free, please, to go out and use goodsearch.com. Time really is tight. Do you guys have one together?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Well, here's the deal. Gal, I was going to try and really put him on the spot, but
I would love to do a song with her, though, because her songs stick with me.
We can wing it if you want.
No.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It's kind of scary.
I haven't had enough coffee.
Yeah, okay. We just have about 4 minutes left, too. So
I'd rather just hear you.
So we're going to flip a coin. Who's going to? Rebecca's going to take it out?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we got 4 minutes, so you got something that's more than 4 minutes long? Or we can keep chatting.
Another
minute.
I don't know how long. I've never timed it. I don't know how long the song is.
All right, well,
it's
got a minute.
About 3 or 4 minutes.
All right, well, let's do Got a Minute, Get a Tan, and find out what else is going on. Then we'll kick off in a minute. So we take it right on up. I do also, of course, want to thank the more than 11,000 good folks who pay the bills down here at 88.5. I mean, we've been here, 29 years now, thanks to a whole lot of consistent membership. And some folks have become members and then dropped off when they couldn't do it anymore, and others continue to join. And it's really an amazing thing that goes on here in the Tampa Bay area. So folks from all around the pond.
I got one more thing to bring up, too. Coming up is the fourth Yanama of the Wayuu people, who were pretty much run out of their indigenous homeland in Colombia. And every year they go back and look at it. They were run out so American coal mining companies could come in and use the land, and they never did, but the government's still holding it on, not letting them go back. And every year they go back and look at it. I've got a song about that, too, but I'll be playing that one on Monday night.
Okay, great. And I know that you have quite a following in the Native American community and connection there.
A little bit, yeah.
A bit.
I had a song called Bingo Bus on the Trail of Tears that I think is still played on Native American satellite radio. It's a nice connection.
Good stuff. Do you have any place that folks can go and get information about the anniversary?
Actually, on my blog, on my MySpace, there are some links that you can read about it.
All right, so that's Maggie Council. And Rebecca Pulley now going to take us on out. She's going to take it home with a tune. You're listening to the Live Music Showcase on your community radio station, WMNF Tampa.
Oh, little seed, see what you can be. And don't hold your breath, waiting on me. Oh, little seed, see what you can be. Oh, little seed, look at what's to come. And don't hold your breath, I'm waiting on the sun. Oh, little seed, look at what's to come. Waiting on about a call. And where are those pretty birds gonna sit and sing their happy song? Oh, little seed, the birds and the bees are holding their breath, they're waiting on a tree. Oh, little seed.
And you've been listening to the Live Music Showcase. Again, this is a pre-recorded show from 2008. All the events are not happening. They're 12 years old. This is WMNF Tampa. Stay tuned for NPR News. I'm Mark Perfetti. Thank you so much for listening today.